with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. World-class boxing action lit up the Lions Centre this past Saturday at the highly anticipated Clash in Cayman 2. The event featured seven thrilling bouts that kept fans on the edge of their seats. In the main event, 5 foot 7 inches UK boxer Katie Healy successfully defended her Commonwealth Silver Super Bantamweight title. Healy faced off against Ashley Johnson, taking her to a first 10-round bout. After the match, I had the chance to speak with a UK star.
I think there were a few elements that we considered. So we knew that she was going to be coming forward strong as well. So we had to be dominant from the start. So we had to be strong with that jab. The shots that I threw, they couldn't be weak and easy to walk through. So we had to establish that from the beginning. There was elements of footwork as well. I couldn't stay still. So you saw me moving quite a lot, and it can be quite difficult to be planting those shots as well as moving. So it was kind of combining those two together. Right. But I think over the 10 rounds, my game plan adapted slightly. I got some really good coaching from the corner with Gav and John there. And each round, it was kind of not getting into too much of a fight, but also being the dominant fighter as well. But as we saw, it paid off tonight, and it wasn't an easy fight by any means, but that's what winning a title is all about. I don't want to win it easy. I want to be having a fight for it, and I want a strong, good opponent, and that was exactly what Ashley was tonight.
Awesome. And you won the fight. How do you feel about accomplishing this one?
I feel really good. I'm really happy with my improvements. And I say this so many times, but I'm probably the most critical boxer you'll ever meet of myself. There's always area for improvements that I see. But I've had some really lovely comments from people tonight. And it just shows that we have made those improvements since the last time we were here. And that's what it's about. I'm only 10 fights in. That's really early. Yeah. Female boxing moves at a much quicker pace, and as we see, those titles start off earlier in the game. So yeah, I'm still young, I'm still hungry, I've still got a lot more to achieve, but I'm really happy with my performance tonight.
In terms of her plan to get in and get closer and get in, because you had a long reach, right? So you were trying to keep her at arm's length.
Yeah.
Was that your initial plan, to keep her at arm's length until maybe like the last couple of rounds?
100%, I think that's where my strengths lie, but equally over the last 10 weeks of camp, getting comfortable in close is something we've really worked on. So I've worked with a lot of fantastic females across the Midlands within the UK that their strengths are fighting in close, so that I had to become comfortable with being in those difficult situations. And it paid off tonight. I could hear Gav in the corner saying, "You're beating at her own game, you're beating at her own, get your own game." And that's what I wanted to do. So things are coming together. I'm excited for the future, but yeah, happy to be celebrating tonight and keeping my belt and taking it back home.
Healy's record now stands at an impressive 10 fights with 9 wins and just 1 loss. In other local sports, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service hosts a 3x3 basketball tournament as part of Police Week. 15 to 20 youthful players faced off against the RCIPS. David Bodden emerged victorious in the three-point contest, showcasing his sharp shooting skills. However, the tournament's final was a nail-biter, with Team 5-0 narrowly edging out the Black Panthers with a score of 11-9. The winning basket was scored by 14-year-old Hartwell McField, a standout recruit from the community who played a pivotal role in leading the police team to victory.
I think the event was a very fun and interactive event with the police in the neighborhood of the Windsor Park, and it's very good to like come out and socialize with people in the sport of basketball and to just have fun. This event was good for the neighborhood, like to get us young boys in the Windsor Park to come out and just have a good time with each other, socialize and play basketball and have fun.
Royal Cayman Islands Police Inspector Diane Dyer Alexander says the event marks a significant milestone.
This week marks 28 years since we have had the last Police Week of events, and as part of the Commissioner's strategic goal to ensure that we re-engage with our communities, to affirm to them that we are here for them, to serve them, and to accomplish our mission of making the Cayman Islands safer, Police Week came out of that thrust from Commissioner Walton, who is also a sportsman. So as part of our Police Week of activities and part of our community engagement, we decided to do the basketball events as part of the overall week of activities. We hope to continue the trend. Stay tuned. It's exciting and we are excited to keep the communities looking at us and seeing us as part of them. We are part of the community and we want to remain that way. So, of course, with Commissioner Walton's blessing, we are hoping to make Police Week an annual event.
All participants were rewarded with prizes, including cash and tickets to the upcoming Cayman Islands Classic NCAA College Basketball Tournament later this month. The event was sponsored by the Cayman Islands Basketball Association, highlighting the importance of community engagement and youth development in sports. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.